J.K. Rowling pushes back after trans mob attacks Sir Dolly Parton tribute, It Should Have Been You. By Simon Kent on August 26, 2026. As the world joined as one to praise the late Dolly Parton, British author J.K. Rowling was happy to be amongst them while dispensing with trans mob members who chose to abuse her for her views. The Harry Potter creator, who wears her anti-trans views with pride in defiance of woke critics, praised the late country icon as an irreplaceable one-off in a heartfelt tribute she shared on social media. Rowling said, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library was the best contribution to child literacy ever made by a celebrity, before revealing a personal encounter with the star. Adding, our paths crossed once, in the 90s, backstage at a talk show, and I was completely tongue-tied and starstruck. Rowling concluded her message, R.I.P. Dolly. You were a complete, irreplaceable one-off. That brought a furious response from her critics. One scathing pushback appeared to catch Rowling's attention, as she shared the comment with her followers, It Should Have Been You. Top tips for wishing death on people in public. The author wrote alongside a screenshot of the critic's message. Blocking the target is useless if you've signposted your real name and university in your bio. Another ex-user wrote on Tuesday, You know you and Dolly have nothing to agree upon, you f-king monster. To which Rowling replied, Well, joke's on you, because neither of us want Jolene to take our man, referencing Parton's 1973 anthem. Still others simply dismissed Rowling for daring to offer praise for Parton. As Breitbart News reported, Parton died at the age of 80, days after she had announced that she was dealing with health issues and stated that she still had many things she wanted to achieve. In the hours after her passing, President Donald Trump announced that in honor of Parton he was ordering that the American flag be lowered for 1 week. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.